Stand by to photograph. Now.
Three days of this now, sir. Now, the ships must have made star maps of some of this.
Negative, Lieutenant. We're the first to reach this far.
Sir, contact with an object. It's moving toward us.
No visual contact yet.
Deflectors, full intensity.
It's coming at light speed.
Collision course.
Evasive maneuvers, Mr. Sulu.
Object changing direction too, sir. Keeps coming at us.
I'm getting no signal from it, sir.
Still collision course. Deflectors aren't stopping. Sound alarm.
It's slowing down, Mr. Spock.
Countermand alarm. All engines full stop. Visual contact.
Slow. Steer a course around it, Mr. Sulu. Quite unnecessary to raise your voice, Mr. Bailey. All engines stop. Sound the alert.
Bridge to all decks. Condition alert. All decks. Condition alert. Captain Kirk to the bridge.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Log, Stardate 1512.2. On our third day of star mapping, an unexplained cubical object blocked our vessel's path. On the bridge, Mr. Spock immediately ordered general alert. My location, sick bay. Quarterly physical check. Oh.
Just a few seconds more.
Just a few seconds more.
Seconds more.
Oh. Answer, boy. Keep it up. Work up a little sweat. It'll do you good.
Sure. You're killing me.
Stop.
Winded?
He'd be the last one I'd tell. Kirk here, what's going on?
Have a look at this, Captain.
What's that?
Undetermined. Whatever it is, it's blocking our way. When we move, it moves as well.
Vessel of some kind?
Negative. More some type of device.
Well, they run up. You can see the alarm lights flashing from there, McCoy. Why didn't you tell me?
Finally finished physical on you, didn't I? What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
I jumped every time a light came on around here. I'd end up talking to myself.
All decks alert. All decks alert.
Captain to bridge.
Spock here.
Any changes?
Negative. Whatever it is, it seems to want to just hold us here.
Any indication of danger from it?
Negative.
I'll change first, then. Captain out.
All decks have reported green, Mr. Bailey.
Yes, sir.
And when the captain arrives, he'll expect a full report.
The cube's range and position, I'll have it by then. Raising my voice back there doesn't mean I was scared. I couldn't do my job. It means I happen to have a human thing called an adrenaline gland. Mm-hmm.
Does sound most inconvenient, however. Have you considered having it removed?
Very funny.
Try to cross brains with Spock. It'll cut you to pieces every time. Captain to bridge.
Spock here.
Any signs of life?
Negative.
Have you tried all hailing frequencies?
Affirmative, no answer from the cube.
Have the department heads meet me on the bridge.
Already standing by.
Sir, sensors show it as solid, but its composition is unknown to us.
Lieutenant Uhura?
Hailing frequency still open, sir. I get no message from it.
Navigation.
Distance from us, 1,593 meters, position constant.
Each of its edges measures 107 meters. Mass, a little under 11,000 metric tons.
Scotty. Motor power? Beats me what makes it go.
I'll buy speculation.
I'd sell it if I had any. That's a solid cube. How something like that can sense us coming, block us, move when we move, it beats me. That's my report.
Life sciences.
Same report.
Sir, are we going to just let it hold us here? We've got phaser weapons. I vote we blast it.
I'll keep that in mind, Mr. Bailey. When this becomes a democracy.
Captain's log, stardate 1513.8. Star maps reveal no indication of habitable planets nearby. Origin and purpose of the cube still unknown. We've been here, held motionless for 18 hours.
Anything further, gentlemen?
I believe it adds up to either one of two possibilities. First, a space buoy of some kind.
Second,
flypaper.
And you don't recommend sticking around?
Negative. It would make us appear too weak.
It's time for action, gentlemen. Mr. Bailey.
Bridge to phaser gun crew.
Calamad. I'll select what kind of action, Mr. Bailey.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you meant...
Explaining, Mr. Bailey? I haven't requested an explanation. Now, as I was about to say, Navigator, plot us a spiral course away from the cube.
Yes, sir.
We'll try pulling away from it.
Yes, sir. Helmsman engine room, stand by. All decks alert. We're going to try pulling away.
Course plotted and laid in, sir.
Engage, Mr. Sulu. Quarter speed.
0.25, sir. Still blocking us, sir.
Let's see if it'll give way. Ahead, half speed.
0.50, sir.
from the short end of the spectrum increasing.
All stop. Hold position.
It's still coming toward us. Range 190 meters.
Radiation increasing.
Power astern, half speed.
Half speed.
Radiation nearing the tolerance level.
Still coming. Gaining on us.
Engines astern, full speed.
Full speed.
Helm, give us warp speed.
Warp one, sir.
Radiation at the tolerance level.
Warp two, sir. He is now warp three.
Radiation passing the tolerance level, entering lethal zone.
Range 51 meters and still closing, sir.
Phaser crew, stand ready.
Phaser crew reports ready, sir.
Throwing, we can take only a few more seconds of this.
Locked phasers on target.
Mr. Bailey, locked phasers.
Phasers locked. On target, sir. A point blank range for closing.
Fire main phasers.
Stardate 1514.0. The cube has been destroyed. Ship's damage, minor. But my next decision, major, probe on ahead or turn back.
Nothing, Captain. No contacts, no objects in any direction.
Care to speculate on what we'll find if we go on ahead?
Speculate? No. Logically, we'll discover the intelligence which sent out the cube.
Intelligence different from ours or superior?
Probably both. And if you're asking a logical decision to make...
No, I'm not. The mission of the Enterprise is to seek out and contact alien life.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain inefficiency in constantly questioning me on things you've already made up your mind about?
It gives me emotional security. Navigator, set a course ahead.
Plotted. Lane in, sir.
Engage.
Warp one, sir.
Mr. Bailey, phaser crews were sluggish. You were slow in locking them into your directional beam. Helmsman, engineering decks could have been faster, too. Program a series of simulated attacks and evasion maneuvers. Keep repeating the exercise until we're proficient, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your timing is lousy, Jim. Men are tired.
Captain's quarters. Aren't you the one that always says a little suffering is good for the soul?
I never said that.
This is the bridge. Prepare for simulated attack.
I'm especially worried about Bailey. Navigator's position's rough enough. Seasoned man.
I think he'll cut it.
How so sure? Because you spotted something you liked in him? Something familiar, like yourself, say about 11 years ago?
Deck 5, give me a green light.
My doctor, you've been reading your textbooks again?
I don't need textbooks to know that you could have promoted him too fast. Listen to that voice.
Condition alert. Battle stations. Engineering Deck 5, report. Phaser crews, come on, let's get light.
What's next? They're not machines, Jim?
Oh, they're not. After what they've been through, they really should...
Dr. McCoy, I've heard you say that man is ultimately superior to any mechanical device.
No, I never say that either.
I could have sworn I heard you say that. Kirk here.
Exercise rating, Captain. 94%.
Let's try for 100, Mr. Spock.
Agreed.
What are you going to do with that 6% when they give it to you, Jim?
I'm going to take it. And I'm going to...
Excuse me, sir. It's past time you had something to eat.
What the devil is this? Green leaves?
It's dietary salad, sir. Dr. McCoy ordered your diet card changed. I thought you knew.
Your weight was up a couple of pounds, remember?
Will you stop hovering over me, yeoman?
Well, I'll change it if you don't like it, sir.
Bring some for the doctor, too.
No, no. No, I never eat until the crew eats.
Thank you, yeoman.
You're welcome, sir.
This is the bridge. All decks prepared a better reaction time on the second simulated attack.
When I get my hands on the headquarters genius that assigned me a female yeoman...
What's the matter, Jim? Don't you trust yourself?
Engineering decks alert. Phaser...
I've already got a female to worry about. Her name's the Enterprise.
Engineering decks alert. Phaser crews, let's...
Countermand then. All decks to battle stations. This is not a drill. Repeat. This is not a drill.
Kirk here.
We're picking up an object, sir. Much larger. Coming toward us.
Coming.
Exceptionally strong contact. Not visual yet. Distance spectrograph, metallic, similar to cube, much greater energy reading.
There, sir.
Half speed, prepare for evasive action.
Do you think you are too, sir?
Tractor beam, Captain, something's grabbed us. Hard.
Engines overloading, sir.
All engines stop.
All engines stop, sir.
Phaser crew, stand ready.
Reach the phaser crew, stand ready.
Forward phaser will comply. All weapons at operational ready.
Mass, Mr. Spock.
Reading goes off my scale, Captain. Must be a mile in diameter.
5,000 meters away, and it still fills the screen.
Reduce image. Let me see all of it.
Magnification 2.5, sir. Magnification 1.8.5, sir.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
This is the United Earthship Enterprise. We convey greetings and await your reply.
What is it, Mr. Bailey?
A message coming over my navigation beam.
Pick it up.
Switching, sir.
And trespassed into our star systems. This is Baylock, commander of the flagship Visarius of the First Federation. Your vessel, obviously the product of a primitive and savage civilization, having ignored a warning buoy and having then destroyed it, has demonstrated your intention is not peaceful. We are now considering the disposition of your ship and the life aboard.
Ship to ship.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
This is the captain of the Enterprise speaking.
The warning nature of your space buoy was unknown to us. Our vessel was blocked, and when we attempted to disengage...
Invaded by exceptionally strong sensor probes everywhere. Our electrical systems, our engines.
No further communication will be accepted. If there is the slightest hostile move, your vessel will be destroyed immediately.
Shutting off some of those systems, Captain. Brilliant. Extremely sophisticated in their methods.
Does the recorder marker have all this on its tapes?
Enough to warn other Earth ships.
Mr. Bailey, dispatch recorder marker. Mr. Bailey?
Recorder marker dispatch.
Marker on course, heading back the way we...
Destroyed. You have been examined. Your ship must be destroyed. We make assumption you have a deity, or deities, or some such beliefs which comfort you. We therefore grant you 10 Earth time periods, known as minutes, to make preparations.
Interesting to see what they look like if I can locate where that voice is coming from.
Balak's message was heard all over the ship.
Cabin to crew. Those of you who have served for long on this vessel have encountered alien life forms. You know the greatest danger facing us is ourselves, an irrational fear of the unknown. But there's no such thing as the unknown. Only things temporarily hidden, temporarily not understood. In most cases, we have found that intelligence, capable of a civilization, is capable of understanding peaceful gestures. Surely a life form advanced enough for space travel
is advanced enough to eventually understand our motives.
All decks, stand by. Captain out. Ship to ship.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
This is the captain of the USS Enterprise. We came seeking friendship, but we have no wish to trespass. To demonstrate our goodwill, our vessel will now return the way it came. Queen. Ahead, Mr. Bailey.
What?
Of course.
Blotted. Laden, sir.
Engage. Warp factor one.
Warp factor.
There's no response. Switch to impulse.
All engine systems show dead. And weapon systems.
Switching to screen. I believe I can get something visual.
To see how they appeared.
Yes, of course you were.
I don't understand this. Spock's wasting time. Everybody else just sitting around. Somebody's got to do something.
easy, Bailey.
What do they want from us? Let's find out what they want us
they
to
want
do.
They want us to lose our heads,
We've
Bailey,
only
now.
Got 8 minutes left.
7 minutes and 41 seconds.
He's doing a countdown.
Practically end of watch.
What are you all out of your minds? End of watch? It's the end of everything. What are you, robots? Wound up toy soldiers? Don't you know when you're dying? Watch and regulations and orders. What do they mean?
Bailey, you're relieved. Escort him to his quarters, Doctor.
Let's go.
Ship to ship.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
This is the captain of the Enterprise speaking. It is the custom of Earth people to try and avoid misunderstanding whenever possible. We destroyed your space buoy as a simple act of self-preservation. When we attempted to move away from it, it emitted radiation harmful to our species. If you've examined our ship and its tapes, you know this to be true.
Fascination for timepieces, Mr. Sulu.
Jim.
4 minutes.
What's the matter with them out there? They must know we mean them no harm.
Certainly aware by now that we're totally incapable of it.
There must be something to do. Something I've overlooked.
Chess. When one is outmatched, the game is over. Checkmate.
Is that your best recommendation?
I regret that I can find no other logical alternative.
Assuming we get out of this, Captain.
Nobody's given up yet.
Something about Bailey. Let me enter it in my medical records as some fatigue.
That's my decision, Doctor.
And it was your mistake. You overworked him, pushed him, expected too much out of him.
I'm ordering you to drop it. I've no time for you, your theories, your quaint philosophies.
I intend to challenge your actions in my medical records. I'll state that I warned you about Bailey's condition. Now, that's no bluff.
Anytime you can bluff me, Doctor.
3 minutes.
All right, Doctor. Let's hope we have time to argue about it. Not chess, Mr. Spock. Poker. Do you know the game? Ship to ship.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
This is the captain of the Enterprise. Our respect for other life forms requires that we give you this warning. There's one critical item of information that has never been incorporated into the memory banks of any Earth ship. Since the early years of space exploration, Earth vessels have had incorporated into them a substance known as corbomite. It is a material and a device which prevents attack on us. If any destructive energy touches our vessel, a reverse reaction
of equal strength is created, destroying...
You now have 2 minutes.
Destroying the attacker. It may interest you to know that since the initial use of Corbomite more than two of our centuries ago, no attacking vessel has survived the attempt. Death has little meaning to us. If it has none to you, then attack us now. We grow annoyed at your foolishness.
Not having learned more about this Balak. In some manner, he was reminiscent of my father.
Then may heaven have helped your mother.
Quite the contrary. She considered herself a very fortunate Earthwoman.
Balak. Sorry.
Oh, having other things on your mind? My fault. I don't know how in the devil you kept from punching me in the face.
One minute. I knew he would. If anyone's interested. 30 seconds.
Request permission to return to post, sir.
Permission granted.
Very interesting game, this
poker.
It does have advantages over chess.
Love to teach it to you.
This is the commander of the Viserys.
Here it comes. Is it raise or call?
The destruction of your vessel has been delayed. We will relent in your destruction only if we have proof of your Corbomite device.
Hold on that. Let him sweat for a change. Ship to ship.
Hailing frequency, sir.
Request denied.
I have visual contact, Captain.
I thought the power was off in the galley.
I used a hand phaser and zap, hot coffee.
Something's going on, Captain.
It's a small ship.
About 2,000 metric tons.
It has been decided that I will conduct you to a planet of the First Federation, which is capable of sustaining your life form. There you will disembark and be interned. Your ship will be destroyed, of course.
Engine systems coming on, Captain.
Do not be deceived by the size of this pilot vessel. It has an equal potential to destroy your vessel.
Tractor beam again.
So that you may sustain your gravity and atmosphere, your systems are now open. Escape is impossible, since you are being taken under our power to your destination. Any move to escape or destroy this ship will result in the instant destruction of the Enterprise and everyone aboard.
We're being told, sir.
Log, stardate 1514.1. The Enterprise is in tow. To this point, no resistance has been offered. My plan? A show of resignation. Balok's tractor beam has to be a heavy drain of power on a small ship. Question, will he grow careless?
Captain, he's pulling out a little ahead of us.
You sneak power down a bit.
Our speed is down to 0.64 of light.
I want a right angle course, sheer away from him, no matter which way you turn.
Yes, sir.
Maximum acceleration when I give the word.
Yes, sir.
degrees above maximum. 84. 85. 86. She'll blow soon.
Now, Mr. Sulu, impulse power 2.
Here a few hours.
That may not be wise. You got a signal through to the mothership.
Then we're not home yet.
A signal, Captain. It's very weak. It's Balak. It's a distress signal to the Fasarius. His engines are out. His life-sustaining system isn't operating. The message is repeating, sir.
Any reply?
Negative. His signal is growing weak. Sir, I doubt if the mothership could have heard it.
Plot a course for it, Mr. Bennett.
For it, Captain.
Dead ahead. This is the captain speaking. First Federation vessel is in distress. We're preparing to board it. There are lives at stake. By our standards, alien life. But lives, nevertheless. Captain out.
Was plotted and laid in, sir.
Mr. Scott, ready the transporter room.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Sulu, bring us to within 100 meters. Ahead slow.
Ahead slow, sir.
Jim, don't you think...
What's the mission of this vessel, Doctor? To seek out and contact alien life. And an opportunity to demonstrate what our high-sounding words mean. Any questions? I'll take two men with me. Dr. McCoy, to examine and treat the aliens if necessary. And you, Mr. Bailey.
Sir?
The face of the unknown. I think I owe you a look at it.
Yes, sir.
Captain, request permission to...
Denied. If I'm wrong, if it's a trap, I want you here. Transporter ready?
Well, yes, sir, but it's risky. We're locked in what appears to be a main deck.
Air sample?
Breathable. In fact, a slightly higher oxygen content than our own. Communicator. Phaser weapon.
Thank you, Scotty. Ready, Doctor?
No, but you won't let that stop.
Bend low, gentlemen. It reads pretty cramped over there. Ready to transport.
Energize.
Come aboard.
I'm Captain Kirk.
And McCoy and Bailey. Sit. Be comfortable. Go ahead. Be seated.
we must drink. This is Tranya. I hope you relish it as much as I.
Commander Balak.
I know. A thousand questions. But first, the Tranya. Gentlemen.
Commander, that puppet...
My alter ego, so to speak. In your culture, he would be Mr. Hyde to my Jekyll. You must admit he's effective. You would never have been frightened by me. And I thought my distress signal quite clever. It was a pleasure testing you.
Testing us? I see.
I had to discover your real intentions.
But you probed our memory bank.
Your records could have been a deception on your part.
And your crew?
I have no crew, Doctor. I run everything. This entire complex from this small ship. But I miss company, conversation. Even an alien would be welcome. Perhaps one of your men, for some period of time. An exchange of information. Cultures.
Yes, both our cultures would benefit. Do you know where we can find a volunteer, Mr. Bailey?
Me, sir, I'd like to volunteer.
Ah, you represent Earth's best, then.
No, sir, I'm not. I'll make plenty of mistakes.
But you'd find out more about us that way. And I'd get a better officer in return.
I see. We think much alike, Captain, you and I. Now, before I bring back the Fusarius, let me show you my vessel. It is not often I have this pleasure. Yes, we're very much alike, Captain. Both proud of our ships.